The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Casual Friday. Welcome to another RPT, season number 20, episode Who the Hell Knows. If you came to talk about politics, there's going to be some. But this is RPT. It's your boy Chingo Bling. Casual Friday. Shout out to the man that makes it all happen. Behind the scenes, all in the scenes. Manning the What Did He Said Instagram page. DJ producer Big Rob.
How's it going, everybody? Thank you very much for following at What Did He Said and also the YouTube channel RPT Studios. The shorts are phenomenal. People are loving them. The Her Lounge one, blowing the F up. I mean, those shorts, something about Mighty Soul. It might be the laugh. Could be what she talks about. Are fucking exploding on that channel.
Dude, can you please, if you don't mind, pull up while I tell you about Twin Candle Co. Pull up the Her Lounge YouTube and maybe play us a clip just so we can get a taste of that. But yeah, today's fragrance is brought to you by TwinCandleCo.com. You can get 10% off when you check out Her10, H-E-R-R-10, or what is it, RPT10?
Yep, RPT10.
RPT10. Get 10% off. We collab, we dropped a fragrance. It is called Cafecito Time.
That's right.
We went through a lot of scents. It probably took us a year. It was always like, hey, man, brought y'all some samples. Hey, man, here goes some melts. I'm like, yeah, they're all good. They're great. Until I smelled this one, I was like, we need to drop a candle. We need to drop that candle. Also, shout out to veteran-owned GrindOpsCoffeeCo.com. We did a collab. We called it Red Pill Blend. Again, we did a lot of taste testing. My boy Aaron from Grind Ops, he's like, man, what kind of roast do you like? I said, I like dark. He said, man, let me throw in a medium dark as well. You might like this one. And I was sold. I said, you know what? Say no more. Send over the artwork. But we got bags on deck. It's a great gift. Log on right now, grindopscoffeecode.com.
Nice. I'll attest to it.
Realize why people go on TikTok.
Oh, God.
Which I didn't go on. Midnight's girlfriend was on there. And I was like, I just can't get into TikTok. I said, maybe it's too complicated for me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I was like, anything that starts to get too complicated, I can't do. I'll just be honest with you. So then I realized why people.
So, you know what? Her Lounge podcast on YouTube is Clips of Soul. You can catch clips from our previous guests.
Do you feel you have more women that.
I love that neon.
Yeah, it looks great.
It just
it gives a good light, like it
hits her hair, hits her skin, hits the wall.
Is it the same, or do you change it?
It reflects off the mic.
I went to go vote today. I just finished.
Oh, the whole La Thong, the chicken, the line.
Yeah,
they're funny, man. There's just so many things that
you notice. I ain't comment too much when you was like, "Was she hot?" and all this other stuff.
Yeah,
you know, I was trying to be respectful.
Yeah,
I'm the one that pointed it out. I was like, "She got her booty out. I just want to let you know. I just want to acknowledge." I don't want you to be the one pointing it out like, I know you noticed. No, I'm letting you know I noticed.
I'm letting you know.
Cheeks is out.
I was expecting to hear, like, I mean, this critter got a shitter, or what are we doing? What are we working with?
She was a little petite. She had a little.
Fantastic. Tell me more. Dame los detalles.
I mean, it fit her frame because she was like a smaller lady.
Yeah.
But you couldn't put that size booty on nobody else and have it be impressive.
Oh, ooh, yeah. Okay.
So it was just kind of like, oh, she got her little booty out.
Where's Bubba Sparks at these days?
I heard he was on Theo Von.
He was.
Yeah, I met him at the airport one time.
Oh, word?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. Yeah. I actually have it queued up, this part from the Her Lounge where the laugh came from. This infamous will become an infamous laugh. Yeah.
Make sure you always keep that one locked and loaded.
Yeah, for sure. I hope it's playing through the... Oh,
well,
come
on. Well, that's not fair.
What do you mean fair?
Well, how is only the girl bisexual, but not the guy? Just because he sucks.
Because if you suck a dick, you're gay.
Okay, what if he doesn't suck, but takes it through the butt?
That's even more gay.
That should be, dude.
Why it's only premium fucking content, bro?
Okay, the beat I was trying to work on earlier during our break.
Yeah.
I wanted to cook up something for Mighty Soul's Her Lounge.
Okay.
Her Lounge podcast. And the inspiration, there's this artist, I believe she's from Argentina. And you know, Rob, he only like Kid Rock and and Limp Bizkit. He only likes Kid Rock and Limp Bizkit. So some of this shit, you know, it's gonna be like, what? But anyway, this is the artist that I was trying to get the inspiration from, because I know Marisol like these kind of beats.
Adam's Family or what?
Her lounge. That's even more gay. What is through the butt? That's even more gay.
That's anyway, so funny.
Yeah, that chick's name is La Joaqui. But yeah, there's a whole other... First of all, Argentina got 9,000% inflation, if I'm not mistaken. Their inflation is out the wazoo. So when you see their music videos, I'd be like, how the hell y'all get a budget for any of this?
What's her name? La Joaqui?
La Joaqui.
Not to be confused with La Jabba Joaqui?
Yeah, no, it's La Joaqui. But yeah, it's this whole other subgenre, man. Some other crazy shit.
People were talking about... I don't know, it was like a week ago. People were you know, roasting each other like they do in the Discord, and talking about music, and I wasn't even in the chat, but all of a sudden they brought me in because Michael Jackson got brought in the mix, and they're like, yeah, like Rob said, you brought up Michael Jackson one time. I was like, meh, whatever, like I'm not, it's whatever. Mm-hmm. And I just replied back, I'd rather listen to Dave Matthews, and oh, they fucking went off after that, like. But so let me ask you, are you a big Michael Jackson fan?
Well, I think first and foremost I'm a music fan. I don't want to give you a long-winded answer, but I feel like...
Why not? Those are fun.
Well, let me preface it with this. Music and art and fashion and everything, flavors and food and everything is subjective, right? Everyone is going to interpret it in their own way. Everyone has a memory and experiences things in a different way. So if I didn't grow up in the 80s and I didn't really see Thriller on MTV when I was a kid, and you had to tell me about this dude after he done changed his face up, and I didn't even know he was in the kid band, the boy band with his brothers, and his dad was making him do it, and I didn't even know his sister did the, you know, whatever. Like, if you're telling me decades later, oh, the alleged pedophile who's very pale and fucked up his nose, he's a really good singer, and I'm supposed to be impressed, and I didn't really experience it firsthand, then I'd probably be like, meh, right?
Right.
But if you're my age, and you see Thriller on MTV, and you fucking everything from like We Are the World. I mean, this dude was obviously a huge global pop icon, to where it was like the fucking the red leather jacket with the zippers, the moonwalk, the glove, the Jerry curl, the fucking I mean, all these songs from like ABC when he was a kid, being on Soul Train, like seeing white women in Sweden passing out, like they're over here in Denmark and shit fucking going bananas for this dude from Gary, Indiana to do the fucking moonwalk. So to me, obviously, it's kind of like, yo, I understand the impact, and I appreciate him working with Quincy Jones on Thriller, and like just, you know, a lot of these albums and different, you know, just the way he performed, the way he did music. So yeah, hell yeah, I respect Michael on that for sure.
Okay, that's a good answer from an art, a fellow artist.
That was a long ass answer. Hopefully it was decent. Hopefully it made sense.
Well, this segues into this clip that I saw of Quentin Tarantino, because you're a huge movie buff. Did you see the clip with him on Tom Segura? He was on Two Bears, One Cave. Uh-oh. Yeah, I'll just play it for you. He's an interesting guy, as most people know, I guess, if you follow Quentin.
Was there anything in the last few years, movie-wise, that you're like, I've really enjoyed this film?
I've seen a few things, but I don't really want to talk about new stuff.
Okay, all right. Well, just because we're doing this book?
No, because I just don't like to talk about new stuff.
Why the aversion?
One, because I don't want to say anything bad about anybody's movie, because that's me like attacking them, almost like an ambush, and I'm not here to cheerlead for anybody else's shit either.
Hey, fuck you.
I had no idea. Okay, fuck your movies. We'll do Quentin movies only.
It's funny because Tom was on his heels for this podcast. Like, Quentin Tarantino's an odd duck, and I guess Tom's a huge fan, but he's just a different kind of guy.
What do you mean Tom was on his heels? What do you mean?
With like the whole interview thing, like he had to like really like rethink what he was asking him and how he was like going about the whole interview, or just conversation, we'll call it, right? Because Quentin's like, He's odd. Like, he's an odd dude, but he's a movie genius, I guess, if you...
Hold on, pull that set back up. What kind of light you think they're shining on a homeboy's background?
That one right there?
Yeah, that blue hue I'm seeing.
They probably have some kind of just, like, stick-on light or something back there.
A stick-on light in the back?
Yeah, like a light strip.
Like in the ceiling? Like somehow shining off that...
It's probably on the other side of whatever this thing is.
Well, to me, with that textured wall background, it reminds me of a studio sound diffuser.
Mm.
Like custom weird shapes to where the sound break, it dissipates.
Oh, yeah.
It
yeah.
doesn't know what to do. Like all these flat surfaces mm-hmm. we have. That's why I brought this rug. Did you notice?
Yeah, yeah, I like it, yeah.
Well, you know, we have some curtains in here and a little bit of art to where it absorbs some of it.
Yeah, yeah. What kind of light are you trying to? What kind of light do you want? What kind of mood are you trying to go for? It's a better question.
I'm not even there yet, bro. I don't know. For one, we can't do nothing too drastic, yeah. right? Because everything we do in this house is like, what happens when you want to turn it back into an Airbnb or a rental?
Just a home. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, electrician. When we're done there, and we're gonna put a fan back up, like. Walk me through, because he'll be like, oh, wait, yeah, you told me you wanted plugs. You didn't tell me you wanted plugs mounted to a light switch. I just thought you wanted a plug that's always lit, and you plug something in, and it's going to turn on. Oh, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, like, communication. Like, my bad, bro. I'm not an electrician. You know what I'm saying? So I'm having to learn. But, yeah, I don't know anything about Vi. I mean, this is RPT. I got my neon. I got the USA flag. We got a lot of random stuff. But in that closet back there, which y'all can't see, there's a ton of awards, trophies, memorabilia, photos, and frames. There's a variety of things in there which can maybe start going up.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, hey, speaking of movies, did you hear about Ice Cube? He turned down a role. I'll try to pull it up for you here. I think it was like in the, whatever, let's say $10 million range because he didn't want to take the Jabberwocky.
Word.
Yeah.
He didn't want to be Jaguar Z. Ah, no. I think I did hear rumblings of that when it was happening.
Let me see. Actually, I just found it. Where is this at?
Turned down a movie because I didn't want to get the motherfucking jab. You know, I turned down $9 million.
Because
I didn't want to get the jab.
You know,
fuck that jab. And fuck y'all for trying to make me get it.
Ooh.
So, you know, I don't know how Hollywood feel about me right now.
I love
now,
Ice Cube, bro.
But you know what? It ain't just Hollywood no more, though. You can go through the streaming. Streaming ain't got nothing to do with
that's Hollywood, bro. Yeah,
is it dude, really? Yeah. You think so?
It is. It is. They on some shit, but you know what I mean? Me too. I'm on some shit too.
So. Cube Vision.
No yeah, doubt. You do that shit indie, don't man.
I am. I'm vision. Working on it. I'm hustling.
Don't worry about I got a few dollars. Let's put something together like the weather, man. You dig?
Don't worry about nothing.
I got a few dollars.
Yeah. Got a lot of things up my sleeve.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
You know, he was one of the first ones.
$9 million.
Mm. Well, I didn't turn it down. Them motherfuckers didn't give it to me because I wouldn't get the shot.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. I didn't turn it down.
Oh, okay.
They just didn't give it to me.
Oh, because you wouldn't get the COVID shot.
Yeah, the COVID shot.
Oh, okay.
The jab.
Went right over his head.
During the pandemic.
He didn't get it?
The pandemic.
At all.
You didn't need it.
Nothing. Fuck him.
I didn't catch it at all.
Yeah, I didn't need to.
He even said it. I didn't catch it at all.
4 or 5 times. Yeah. Oh, he's talking about catching the COVID.
Oh, okay.
Circumstances. I got lucky.
Yeah, me too.
Ain't going to take no shit I don't need.
Yeah, I feel you.
Come on, Gilly. Wake up. Okay, you know that I don't know if you privy. Boy. Ice Cube. He done. Bro. All right. So he was one of the first ones to get framed a la anti-Semite. He was one of the first ones that he kind of got put like the same way there's certain clubs I can't perform at because I'm fucking America first.
Mm-hmm.
They had him on the fucking timeout list, basically like, oh, he's influenced by Minister Farrakhan and he's anti-Semitic.
Oh, that's right.
Because he says some shit that was similar to what Kanye had said, yep. Dave Chappelle had said, or whoever else. And, but dude, when he pulled Friday out of his hat, like he had already gone through so many iterations of Ice Cube. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like he was no longer with NWA. He was no longer up under, who was that? I guess, obviously like Ruthless, basically, he like left Dre. He left the group and he was like solo. Like, okay, I know I was a member. I know I used to write all y'all's raps, most of y'all's raps, but I'm going to go get with these other producers from the East Coast and I'm a collab and I'm about to drop solo albums and I got to come up with my own vibe and my own rhymes and everything else and make myself a solo act. Real quick, we want to take time to shout out our sponsors. Shout out to, man, this is family, bro. These are the homies. Y'all know I still put out singles from time to time. I'm always complaining I don't get in the studio enough. But when I do, and I want to release a hot track to all my listeners on Apple Music, Spotify, I make sure I deal with my people. So South Music Distribution, you know, they handle all the digital. And, dude, they deal business to business. They deal with artists, you know, mainly. So it's not even really something that the average listener can really take advantage of per se. However, you can go on there and shop on their website. They got vinyl, some classic titles and special releases and stuff like that. Follow them on Instagram, SoSouthTX. But even though they mainly deal with like global distribution of artists and things like that, they're like, hey, we want to show love to the podcast. We work with you already. We support what you do, support your voice, and, you know, keep it going. So we appreciate the love. So South. Make sure you follow them on Instagram. SoSouthTX. And of course, hit up the website, SoSouth.com. If you're an artist and you need services like marketing, consulting, they do all that too. They make sure they get all your royalties, all your publishing in more markets. They even submit your music for like movies, television, commercials, and media. Go get some more info right now. Hit up the website, SoSouth.com. Big friends of the podcast and big friends in real life. We do a lot of business together. And go stream my old catalog, all my old titles brought to you by So South. Get on Spotify, go on Apple Music. So South, make sure all my music is everywhere when you're looking for it. Much love. Back to the show. And by the time he got to the iteration of, okay, I'm going to write the script with my boy DJ Pooh, and we're going to get it produced, and we're going to get F. Gary Gray to direct it, and we're going to get all these comedians to be in it, and we're hoping it'll be a smash. It's a fucking classic.
Yeah.
It became a franchise. Like, it became fucking Friday this, Friday after next, next Friday, all todos los pinches Fridays. And he was finding comedians, Mike Epps, you know, all these different people. Boom, boom, boom. You had Bernie Mac do a cameo. I mean, he gave Cat Williams. Cat Williams a big shot.
Kevin Hart.
Ice Cube put on Kevin Hart where? In which?
Was he not in one of the Friday movies?
Hell no. Mm-mm.
Damn, I thought he was.
No. You're getting your black people confused, Rob. But anyway, that was a classic, a hit. And for somebody to like take a chance, like think about, I think in what movie? I think it was in the NWA movie, which I don't know if you saw it.
No.
The NWA movie, they show where his son plays Ice Cube.
I was thinking Soul Plane for some reason. My bad.
Lord have mercy. No, but that's not that far of a stretch because Ice Cube did make a lot of movies like Barbershop franchise. Are We There Yet? He did fucking family movies, kid movies.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I respect people like Master P, Jay Prince, all these people, man. E-40, Too Short.
Fucking Soul Plane. I don't know what.
I didn't really watch that
one. No, that was funny. It was good.
I didn't watch it, no.
I mean, early 2000s, but it's what it is. You get what you get.
Culture War.
Speaking of Culture War, this is all very applicable because, I mean, we're talking about Ice Cube here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, he's arguably... And he was attacked quite a bit when the whole, like, talking to Trump and trying to come to the table. You remember that?
He did more than all the Democrats put together. John Legend, all of them put together. He came up with a contract with Black America to try to figure out which candidate, which party is going to do what for my particular group.
Yeah, yeah. And instead, what everybody did was focus on the fucking Rock talking about, oh, you guys have mana or whatever the hell he said, and you have soul, Joe. I think when you get in office, you're going to bring soul to the White House. And there's just so much ridiculousness that happened throughout that campaign, and we forgot about Ice Cube, we forgot about shit Kanye was saying, we forgot about these people who actually had, or at least seemed like they had, the best interest of their groups.
Dude, that clip of Ice Cube, I want to tweet that out, man. Can you
I'll find it right now.
Email it to me or do something. That it was the Rumble one you just had.
Oh, this one. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, man, unfortunately, people like Ice Cube, hey, everybody's entitled to have an opinion and talk about politics and endorse people. But how the fuck did Eva Longoria and all these people, John Legend, still, how did all these people, George Lopez, throw those away, Leguizamo, couldn't wait to pull out the pom-poms for the Democratic Party? The Rock, it's very disappointing to see how he had his pom-poms out for Brandon, talking about y'all gonna bring soul to the White House, yeah. Y'all finna do this, y'all finna do that. Guess what? Endless foreign wars are back. They laundering y'all's tax money again. They sending it through FTX, sending it through here, getting it back through there, sending more over there. Now they just did billions of dollars for climate change reparations. That is the end of the teaser. All right. If you want the whole enchilada, the full shebang, that's strictly for the patrons. We're hitting y'all with more premium content. So head on over to patreon.com/redpilltamales and get full access to all of the shows, all of the content, and all the premium exclusives. All right. See you there. patreon.com/redpilltamales. Sauce.